Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Brenda Massanet, Vice President of Empacadora Hill Brothers. She's in charge of helps and operations and in charge of human resources is the area that she specializes in. And we're just discussing how the business developed. So you finally moved to this location here in Trujillo Alto, which is where we're at today. And I imagine it was small when it started, if not as big as it is now, I imagine. Now you have, how many employees do you have? What's the size of the operation in terms of square footage, more or less?
We have about 170 direct employees. And I mention direct because we also hire truckers. And we have about 30 truckers with their helpers as well.
And they're their owners of their truck.
Yeah,
they're
definitely.
Independent contractors. Yeah.
They have been with us forever, many of them. But they're still independent truckers, and sometimes they serve other people. But
right.
I consider them part of the family as
right,
well.
Right, right. I'm sure they are.
They are, definitely they are. Not employees, but part of the family. And we have more than 5 acres. The exact number I can't tell you right now because we just bought the land next to us.
Okay.
So I don't know what the exact measurements are. But it's a big area. We are at the close to the actual town of Trujillo Alto, the municipality where the mayor is. I don't know.
The alcaldía, the city hall.
I couldn't come up with a word in English. We're close
and
to
now,
the city hall.
And now some of our municipalities now, that's the name they have, you know. Why not? It's city hall.
City hall.
It's not, no. They don't even have alcaldía.
Well, Trujillo Alto is not there yet, so that's why I couldn't remember. But yeah, we have been here since 78, and we have a big area. However, like you said, this is not one of those business where you had an investor and we had all this money from the beginning. Which is not bad, but that was not our case. So we ended up building different areas of the company basically as an answer to business needs.
Right.
We have several moments in our history where we had new clients, for example, more than 20 years ago when Sam's Club came to Puerto Rico, they decided we were going to be their suppliers. So in that case, we had to build a different wing to the business. So when you come to visit us, you see that it's not really a square building, since we have had to add to it little by little as we have managed to get new clients and more money in order to do those investments.
Right. And any entry into manufacturing, have you considered it? Are you considering
we
it?
We
did just with
a
distribution?
Bit of it. We had a sister company called Baby Express, and my dad had this partner, and they used to, first of all, they used to bring diapers, which sounds totally different to what we do. That's why it's called Baby Express. But we also used to sell toilet paper and paper towel.
Okay.
And we would bring from Colombia mainly these
and
huge
the diapers
rolls.
were desechables.
Disposable.
Disposable.
Ah,
diaper.
I knew that one.
Disposable. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Disposable diapers.
But then I'm not a mother.
Probably that's why. Disposable diapers. But we also used to sell paper towels and toilet paper, among other things. And those were what we used to do. We used to bring these huge rolls from Colombia. And we would process them into either paper towels or
toilet paper
under the name Satin or Satin. I remember their name, but that was during the 80s. I don't remember specifically. So we did that with manufacturing for a while. We sold groceries.
And it didn't work out.
It was painful. Problems with machinery, expensive repairs. Then we decided not to manufacture it anymore, and we'll bring it converted into either
have
one of those
products. Have somebody else produce it for
you,
and then sell it under
there
your
was
name.
No consistency in terms of the
quality.
No, and income and the product. We will spend weeks without the product.
Yeah.
it was other times in the 80s, and we eventually decided that it was a great, we learned a lot from it, but it was time to go back to our initial products, which is
I'm trying to think. This guy Collins from Good to Great, and he has and one of the things is the hedger, some animal. He says, you know, they stick to one thing and you start branching out to other things and you end up losing a lot. So you went back to your original concept of vegetables and fruits and nutritional.
And we did some grocery. And I think from each experience, you learn, and that's important.
Right.
You take from that what you can in order to develop what you had before. For example, we did sort of like bought the distribution of a line of products, which included cooking oils, detergent, and more in the grocery area. And we did that for a couple of years. Eventually, you know, it's very hard to compete with these big name companies. And I think it was the same problem with the toilet paper as of with the cooking oil. And
right.
I don't want to mention any brands, but you know the typical brands of cooking oil and all those products and detergents.
Right.
And it's hard to compete if you don't have the money for publicity and advertising and whatever, especially nowadays that they spend so much money in that sort of area. However, from that time when we got into groceries, works with merchandising, which fruits and vegetables didn't.
Right.
So when we closed the grocery part, we stayed with the merchandising force, and we have a huge group of merchandisers which are great and have made a difference in our produce industry, in our produce business. So you learn from different initiatives, business initiatives.
And Brenda, in terms of, I'm sitting with Brenda Maisonet of Empacadora Hill Brothers. Brenda, in terms of your sourcing, I think one of the great things is you're trying to source as much as possible from Puerto Rico.
Definitely.
Incentivate the agricultural industry in Puerto Rico. Do you have an idea? I think it probably changes every week and everything. Do you have an idea of what percentage of the products are from
I can't give you numbers exactly because it depends on the time of the year. It depends on the product. I always like to say that my dad, who's our main buyer here, his blood is green. He will favor Puerto Rican product over anything else. He tries to buy as much as he can from local producers. And depending on the type of the year, for example, right now we are in tomato season. And Puerto Rico produces the most beautiful tomatoes from January till May. So all the tomatoes we bring are local. The production is going to start in a couple of weeks, and that's all we buy. But throughout the year, we have great relationships with the agricultures in the island, and they communicate with us, not daily, like I'm talking about 5-6 times a day. So they tell us what they have, and we try to anticipate what they're gonna be producing or harvesting in order to stop buying from the States or from Latin America or from Europe, those products as long as they have them.
One of the things I'm really into fruits and vegetables, so this is I feel really good here. I really and one of the things I've noticed just every month, I think it's a little bit more. There's more Puerto Rico products where I usually go to Amigo, and there's more Puerto Rico products, and I favor it. But now the mushrooms and
mm-hmm.
And when I bought an avocado, which wasn't Puerto Rican, Dominican, it just was not very good last night. I hope the other Puerto Ricans out there, my listeners, are even have to spend a little bit more money to buy the Puerto Rican products and incentivize Puerto Rico production, because, as I say, you know, the money stays here.
Yeah, and there's a big campaign in the States as well as of buying local.
Right, right.
And we have a great opportunity. It's the freshest. It should be a little bit less expensive, although, you know, of course, the market is the one that dictates the price.
Right.
So many times, of course, the local agriculture, they know what the price is in the States, and they try to match it a little bit so they have some profit.
Right.
But it's true. It's the best product, and we can do it. We can try to incentivize the economy.
That's great. That's part of the philosophy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a break. I'm with Brenda Massanet of Empacadora Hill Brothers. She's the vice president in charge of human resources. We come back, we're going to go into Brenda as the psychologist and how she uses her excellent training in that area to achieve what has been achieved here and helping Puerto Rico in other areas. So we'll be right back after this break.